Thank you to our junior choir, and invite the children to come forward for the children's message. I want to tell you about today's service because I also need your help a little bit. So come on up. Good morning, everybody. All right. So I have a card for each of you that you get to take back to your seats. And maybe a few of you who are older, can you read any of these words for us? Yeah? What's the word? What? Rise. What do you see, Kylie? Rise, raised, risen, right? Rising. Yeah. I want you to listen for these words in our service today. All of these words come up a lot. Rise, raised, rising, risen. Who do you think is risen from the dead? Who do you think? Jesus, right. And so Jesus is risen from the dead. Who's going to be raised from the dead someday? Who's going to be raised from the dead? Well, yeah, Jesus already has been raised from the dead so that all of us can be raised from the dead. And in two of our readings today, there's people who are told to rise, to get up and to go do something. So I want you to listen for that. And in our songs today, there's some rising in our songs too. So every time you hear one of those words, you just kind of raise up your card, because that way you make sure all the adults realize, hey, this is one of our words today, all right? You don't have to be all crazy about it. You're just like, hey, I heard the word, all right? And then you can put it down. So that's for the first part of the service. Then during the sermon, I'm going to use those words a lot too. You don't necessarily have to raise it up every time I use them in the sermon. Your hands might get tired. Your arms might get tired. But at least you know that you're listening for those words today, because we are so thankful that Jesus rose from the dead so that we too will be raised from the dead, and he has told us to rise and to go and serve him. So that's what we're going to focus on today, okay? Yeah, you had a question, Ellie? What's your question? Raising from the dead is not like going to, well, yeah, I mean, because the idea is that once Jesus comes back, he's going to raise us all, and we're going to go and live forever with him. Yep. All right. That's the promise. So why don't you all head back? And our first hymn is He's Arisen, which kind of has that word right in there in the title. And all of you can be thinking about those words, rise, risen, rising, raised, and that how that theme comes through the whole service. Also want you to know that the sermon's going to focus on those things, kind of drawing lots of words together from our worship service, kind of reflecting on all these words that we're hearing in our readings and our songs today. So let's join together in our opening verse, He is a risen, glorious word. God's blessings on your worship. Please stand.
Reconciled is God, my Lord, the
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, urgently asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
Give to your word impressive power that in our hearts from this good hour as far it may be glowing that in true Christian unity we faithful witnesses may be your glory ever showing. Hear us, cheer us by your teaching. Let our preaching and our labor praise you, Lord,
The intro at the entrance verses for this third Sunday of Easter come from Psalm 145. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
It was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you.
From the early church is from the book of Acts, chapter 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank.
Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to this street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go. For he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you came has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened.
For some days, Saul was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in singing the song of praise, We Fall Down, which is partly based on the upcoming reading from the Eternal Kingdom from Revelation 5. Please stand to sing.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, 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 and we cry,
you to remain standing. We don't have a gospel reading this day. Instead, we rise in honor of the Lamb who's on the throne. Revelation chapter 5. Then I, John, saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each holding a harp and a golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We join in the hymn of the day, which is This is the Feast, which we have normally used as part of our liturgy. It's found on page 12, and you'll see how it is a musical setting to what we have just heard from Revelation 5.
This is the feast of victory.
Seated. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who is slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. We fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Now is Christ risen from the dead. Christ victorious, rising glorious, life is giving. He was dead, but now is living. So that we are rescued from the peril of everlasting death. And so we pray, Lord, grant us perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Saul was looking, hunting, rounding up those belonging to the way. The way of Jesus Christ. And while on the road to Damascus, headed there to find more Christians, the Lord Jesus appeared and spoke to Saul. And Saul fell to the ground. He fell down, but not quite ready to lay down his crown at the feet of Jesus. And Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" Saul was persecuting the Christians. because he didn't know that Jesus is the Messiah. So Saul had fallen down because of the light of heaven and the sound of the voice, but still Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. I am the Lamb who is worthy, who was slain on the tree of the cross, who rose victorious. Saul, I, the Lord, am commanding you, rise and enter the city, and you will be told what to do." Jesus was leading Saul so that Saul would know the truth. Worthy is the Lamb whom Saul saw on the road. Saul will fall down. He will lay his crown at the feet of Jesus. So Saul rose and went into the city. Because of Christ victorious, rising glorious, life is giving, he was dead but now is living. And meanwhile, in the city, in Damascus, the Lord appeared and spoke to Ananias. And Ananias said, "Here am I, Lord." But Ananias also said, "Saul, you want me to go to Saul? The man's been doing evil against us. How can I go to him?" But the Lord said, "Rise and go to the street called Straight. Ananias, I have rescued you from the peril of everlasting death. I want to rescue Saul also. I have given you, Ananias, perpetual gladness and eternal joy. I want to give these things to Saul also. So rise and go to the street called Straight. Go. Saul is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name to the Gentiles and the children of Israel." And then they also, the Gentiles, the children of Israel, future generations, they also will be rescued from the peril of everlasting death. Behold, I am able to do this because I am the Lamb who is worthy, who was slain, who rose victorious. So Ananias rose and went to Saul, rose and entered the house where Saul was. And when Ananias had laid his hands on Saul and prayed, then something like scales fell from Saul's eyes. He regained his sight. And then Saul rose and was baptized. Now is when Saul fell down and he laid his crown at the feet of Jesus. And the Lord also had Saul rise and go. Saul proclaimed, "Jesus is the Son of God," proving that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the promised Savior. Saul had fallen down before Jesus, had put down his crown, and now the Lord rose him up and sent him with this message: "Worthy is the Lamb whom I saw on the road," Paul could say, "whose blood set us free to be people of God." You see, the third day the Lord rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Saul rose and proclaimed this message, this gospel. And then years later, after Saul became Paul, after Paul in the early church spread the gospel across the whole known world, years later, then God called another one of his chosen to rise and go, the disciple John. He was caught up in the Holy Spirit, was given the Lord's revelation. And when John saw the Lord in the revelation, he fell down as though dead. But the Lord said, "Fear not. Rise and write what you see. Rise and enter the city. Rise and go to the street. Rise and write what you see. Rise upon the healing wings of the risen Lord." So John rose and wrote down what he saw, wrote the Lord's revelation. And in one of those visions, John was shown a scroll sealed with seven seals. The angel in the vision asked, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And John wept loudly because no one was found who was worthy. But the Lamb rose. The Lamb was standing. He who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, and the Lamb took the scroll. At this, the four living creatures before the throne and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. They were holding the prayers of the saints, the people made holy by the blood of Jesus, and they poured out those prayers to the Lamb, singing a new song. "Worthy are you, the Lamb, worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, the scroll with the words of life, the life of all the world. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." In that day, in that eternal throne room, there will be the sound of myriads and myriads and thousands of angels saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And in that day, in that eternal throne room, we also will sing. We will sing along with every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them, singing to him who sits on the throne, God the Father, and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Amen. We will sing that on that day. But until that day, we sing now of our present joys in the midst of our present trials. We sing because our Jesus did triumphant die, and Satan's arrows broken lie, destroyed hell's fiercest weapon. We sing and say, "Raise us up, Lord. Raise up your fallen world, for we are your fallen people. Rescue us from death, even while we remain in this dying life. The previous generation raised in praise the works of God to us, declaring his mighty acts. And our generation will raise in praise the works of God to the next generations, declaring his greatness. So that now we rise and sing of him who died and rose again. We sing, O mighty rock, O source of light, let your dear word in doubt and strife in us be strongly burning. We sing, give to your word impressive power, that in our hearts from this good hour as fire it may be glowing, that in true Christian unity we faithful witnesses may be. Because worthy is the Lamb who was slain, whose blood ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. So we fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, and we rise and go so that we faithful witnesses may be the Lord's glory ever showing. By the Lord's power, Christ confessing, let us see our Savior's blessing. Rise and go. Rise and enter the village. Rise and share what you have seen. Now is Christ risen from the dead, Christ victorious, rising glorious, life is giving. He was dead, but now is living. Rise, you people. Rise and enter the village, the towns, townships, and cities, and the county. Rise and share what you have heard. God the Father has raised up this fallen world. He has rescued us from the peril of everlasting death. He gives us perpetual gladness and eternal joys. We fall down, though, as dead, dead in our sin, but the Lord raises us from the dead. We have been raised from the dead in our baptism, so now, rise and go. And it will be by the Lord's power that you will be Christ confessing and declaring our Savior's blessing. Amen. Rise and sing the sermon response. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. You may be seated. Our offerings and prayer requests are now received. In our prayer request today, we give thanks for the all-member, new-member potluck today. If I forget to say it later, there's still time to sign up, but if you have realized that you can be with us this afternoon, please make sure you put your name up on the board just so we make sure we have enough places set. Give thanks. It's a time of blessing to be the gathering of disciples here. Also another opportunity now to start marking the 50th anniversary of Bethel. Also today, pray, give thanks with Jabina, Jonah, Victor Sam's wife. We've been praying for her because she's been on bed rest due to her pregnancy. It looks as if she is able to no longer be on bed rest. They're hoping that she's in church later today, so that'll be wonderful. Don Winkler was hospitalized again this week at Glenbrook Hospital. Randy Kitlinski is now home from being hospitalized in Florida, but going through dialysis. We also give pray for Linda Peters, who's been going through multiple tests and procedures and found out that she will have surgery on April 25th. Prayers for Quenisha, who is one of our Layette delivery clients. Quenisha's infant daughter was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia. Also, prayers for Bill Smith's family. Bill's sister-in-law, Bonnie, passed away last weekend after a fall. We pray for our loved ones in the armed forces today. Also, a prayer of Thanksgiving. Prayers for watching over Irene, one of the workers at Heritage Woods, and Don McHale asked us to pray for her. Also, we pray for Joanne Heidloff, who on Friday will undergo surgery as they attempt a total shoulder replacement this Friday. So we pray for Joanne. And then also ask that you would be in prayers for the family of Seth Goodwin, who are grieving his loss. Seth was the young man who died in a motorcycle accident on 45 about 10 days ago. Was a former worker at O'Toole's, I know many of his co-workers, and they were shook up by that, so we pray for them as they gather today for the funeral. Are there any other prayers that we can offer this morning? Yes, Carla. I'm sorry? Okay. We pray for Scott Thompson, who's going through medical issues. It's Carla's son. Yes, Anne. Will and Ramona. All right. Great nephew? Oh, two different families, but both great nephews. All right, great nephews of the Souza and Rasmussen families. Yes, Rod. People at Gurney Meadows? Just in general? Okay. Prayers in general for our friends over at Gurney Meadows, residents there. Yes, Tony. All right. Give thanks with our youth and all those who attended the Crave gathering this past weekend, Friday, Saturday. Give thanks for them. Any other prayers? Wonderful. We'll join in singing the offertory. Karen's going to play it once through, and then we will join in singing it once. Please stand to sing. Father, we give you thanks on this day that we have seen how you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, and that because of that rising, we too shall rise. And we also thank you, Lord, that you call upon your people to rise and to go, that you called upon Saul to rise and go and be your servant, Ananias to rise and go and be your servant, and John, as you gave him vision, to rise and write down what he saw, so that through all these generations that word has come to us and that you have said to us, rise and go. Lord, go with us as we enter the village, the towns and townships and the cities around us in this county. May we go with your grace, your compassion, and your word of mercy. Lord, we give you thanks today for the all-member, new-member potluck that we can gather together and rejoice as a gathering of disciples, that you continue to be at work among us, not just in terms of being together socially, but also that you are doing a great work among us through your Holy Spirit. May this day be an encouragement to faith as well. We give you thanks for the encouragement of faith that you gave to our youth and team and other youth who gathered for the Crave gathering. We give you thanks for those who organized it, those who spoke and played, and we pray that you'd continue to grant them blessings in their ministry. Lord, we give you thanks with Jabina Jonah that you've continued to watch over her and her child. We give you thanks that it seems that the bed rest days are over and that she is able to be out again. We pray that you continue to protect her and her child. We also give thanks with the Souza and Rasmussen families, welcoming two great nephews, Will and Ramona. We pray that you'd both bless both Will's family and Ramona's family and bless and keep them during these days. Lord, we give you thanks for Irene, a worker at Heritage Woods, and the care she gives to Don McHale and others there. We ask that you would bless and keep Irene this day. Lord, be with those who are struggling in health. We lift their names before you, trusting that you know their needs, trusting that you know how you can bring relief and comfort in their times of trial. Be with Don Winkler, Randy Kitlinski, Helen Moore, Lucille Owe, Bev Holman, Dee, Rhoda Bergman, Marge and Frank Benora, Pat and Paul Tiernan, Larry Peters, Linda Peters, Carla Thompson's son, Scott, Harry Threadgill, Gail Olson's father, June Doherty's sister, Rich Walker's sister, Noah Baker, Susan Squires' mother, Enza, a friend of the Bunnels, and Lisa, a friend of the Peplos. We ask that you continue to watch over Sarah Kaiser's friend, Alicia. She recovers from surgery. And Lynn Barkley's cousin, Kathleen, recovering from surgery. Lord, be with Quenisha and her family, especially Quenisha's daughter, diagnosed with sickle cell anemia. We pray that you would provide for them and that you would watch over them. And may they know your presence, your guidance, your peace, and your hope. We also ask that you continue to watch over all those residents at Gurney Meadows. We give you thanks for them, for the ways in which they're able to encourage one another. And we pray that your people there would be a light for you. Be with those who are in grief. We especially ask that you'd be with Bill Smith's family as they mourn for his sister-in-law, Bonnie. We give you thanks for her and for her life. And we pray that during this time, there'd be times to celebrate and rejoice in your gospel. We also ask that you'd be with the family and friends of Seth Goodwin today as they mourn his tragic loss as a young man. We pray that you would be in the midst of the visitation, the funeral, the time together, that there would be those who would lift up your word and speak about the hope that we can have through you. Lord, also be with Joanne Hydeloff this week and her surgical team as they do a total shoulder replacement on Friday. We pray that you'd watch over Joanne in those unconscious moments, provide the surgery team with the skills necessary, and that you would bring full healing according to your will. And finally, Lord, we also ask that you'd be with our loved ones in the armed forces. Bless and keep them wherever they are and wherever they serve this day. May you bless and keep them in the true faith, encouraging them through chaplains and services and Bible studies wherever they are so that they may know that you go with them. Be with Victoria Withrick, David Pierce, Leona Keller, Michael Ridley, Sam Garros, Russell Schmidt Jr., Zachary Cheriton, Jennifer Lawson, Jason Looker, and Jason Burkett. Lord, we give you thanks that you hear our prayers. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power. Alleluia. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Alleluia. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Who will go and work today? Fields are wide and
You can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment's dread alarms, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. If you cannot be a watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing out the path to heaven, offering life and peace to all, with your prayers and with your bounties, you can do what God commands. You can be like faithful Aaron, holding up the prophet's hands. Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the multitudes are dying and the Master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calleth, here am I, send me, send me.
You may be seated. Well, a reminder again, if you haven't signed up, please join us this afternoon. Gary Scharr, pastor at Beautiful Savior in Antioch, will be with us to share his gift of music. And I know at noon, the event starts with some Bethel trivia, getting to see a little bit of the 50 years of history. So make sure you come on in at noon, and even before the food is served, find out things that you know or don't know about Bethel. So I'll be here this week, or be here this afternoon. This week, 7:25, we have our final session on Mere Christianity on Wednesday. Before that, on Wednesday at 6:30, is the funeral planning workshop. And then Fuller Road cleanup is next Sunday afternoon. And also a few other things to note. Starting today, you can make donations for the MS Walk, supporting the Paulson family. They're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks, but the box is out if you'd like to make a donation. Susan Squires is still taking registrations for the next two different sessions of Bridges Out of Poverty. There's a flyer on the hub. One session is in May, and the other session is in July. Vacation Bible School information's out there. Start registering people now. We're looking for volunteers now. Also, Bord d'oeuvres is this Friday. Come play a game. Hang out with folks from Bethel. And bring an hors d'oeuvre, too, I guess. Don't just bring a game. Bring some food. And then Youth and Family Ministry also wanted me to mention that there are still 8 spots left for Feed My Starving Children. They're doing that event in a few weeks, so you can still sign up. That sign up is in the office hallway outside the YFM lounge / office. Finally, then in the buzz, there's some information about a Gurney program that's starting by the Park District called Go Gurney, which sounds an awful lot like Go Together, but we'll go with it. But Go Gurney is trying to get people out walking every evening in the village at 6:30 in the evenings, just walking neighborhoods, seeing one another out there walking, encouraging fitness. In the buzz, I'm looking for a couple of people who might think about how could we have a park bench, have a presence out in front of Bethel at least some of the evenings in May. So it could be that we literally need to get a couple of park benches and put them out there, but it could also be like having a water station or just being out there to greet people. So if you're interested in kind of coming up with a plan about that, let me know and we'll start brainstorming. God's blessings. I look forward to greeting at the door.